Hi, Gracie.
Hi, Tom. Guess what?
What?
We got mail.
Real mail?
All the way from the United States.
Someone actually wrote us?
My reaction, too.
Look, was it a letter or a postcard?
Letter. Handwritten.
Where is it?
Jasper has it.
Where's he?
He's at the back. On the floor.
On the floor? Is he all right?
You forgetting something?
What?
Coffee.
He didn't pay for coffee again? Jasper? Jasper? Gracie? He's alive, right? I mean, this isn't a trick or something.
Hold his nose.
I'm not gonna hold his nose.
Hi, Tom. Oh.
Jasper? Jasper, what are you doing?
We got mail. Oh.
Right. Gracie told me. Stop humming. Okay, look. Where's the letter?
Right here.
Wait a minute. This is addressed to the Native Studies Department at the University of Lethbridge.
They sent it to us.
Why?
The director is a friend of mine.
No. I mean, why?
You read our letter yet?
It's not our letter.
It is now.
Listen to this, Tom. I am an avid student of North American Indian culture. I suspect but cannot prove that in an earlier life, I actually was an Indian.
Jasper?
Wait, there's more. A week ago, a strange thing happened. I dreamt that I was being chased by a giant buffalo with crystal horns. And when I awoke, I went shopping and found a beautiful piece of pink quartz at the nature shop. I believe this was a vision. Can you tell me what it means? Yours truly, Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda? The movie star? The Jane Fonda who's married to Ted Turner? What's the return address?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Why, it is Jane Fonda. Wow. Jane Fonda wrote us.
Actually, she wrote the University of Lethbridge.
Jane Fonda had a vision. And this is why you were lying on the floor with your eyes closed and humming?
Sort of. I figured if I thought about this giant buffalo...
Don't forget the crystal horns.
I'd have the same vision and I could figure out what it meant.
Look, Jane Fonda aside, this is really just that New Age junk. Why would you even want to get involved in this?
There was a check with the letter for $300.
You're kidding.
Jasper figures that we can make vision interpretations part of the show.
I didn't see a check.
Oh, my friend at Lethbridge kept the check. But he said we could answer the letter.
I don't think we need to get into this.
That's what I said at first. But then, I read this magazine article that said more whites were having visions than ever before.
What magazine?
Alberta Report.
Huh?
There was a long lineup at the checkout.
Let me get this straight. You want to advertise on our radio show that we'll interpret visions for money?
Nope.
Thank God.
I've never interpreted a vision. Have you?
No, I haven't.
What about you, Gracie? You interpret any visions lately?
Nope.
I mean, I tried. I lay on the floor with this letter and thought about nothing but that giant buffalo with the crystal horns.
And?
All that came to mind was Jurassic Park. So you see, Tom, we're not qualified to interpret visions.
I agree completely.
Those things should be left in the hands of the elders.
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper, you're not suggesting what I think you're suggesting.
What do you know, Jasper? He's smarter than he looks.
That's right, Tom. We'll have the elders interpret the visions. Here's what we'll do. We'll have a portion of the show devoted to vision interpretation. Maybe we'll call it Clear Vision.
Sounds like we're selling eyeglasses.
Anyone who's had a vision and wants it interpreted can write us. And depending on the type of vision, we'll send it off to the appropriate elder.
This is crazy, Jasper. Fonda didn't have a vision. She just had a dream.
And you know the difference.
Well, sort of. I mean, everyone has dreams. You go to sleep, you have dreams.
Okay.
But visions... Visions are different. You have to work for a vision. There's fasting and going without sleep.
Sounds like unemployment.
And there's a lot of preparation. You have to work for a vision.
Holy, you really know your visions. What do you think a giant buffalo with crystal horns means?
It means we better start the show.
Oh, right. Well, give it some more thought, Tom. The more I think about it, the more I like it.
The more I think about it, the more I don't like it.
A giant buffalo with crystal horns.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Gracie Heavyhand.
And Jasper Friendly Bear.
Giant buffalo with crystal horns.
Jasper!
Right. So, Tom, who are our guests?
No idea.
How about a hint?
No one ever tells me who the guests are going to be.
You know, having Louis Riel on last time as a mystery guest was a stroke of genius.
That wasn't Louis Riel.
I thought you said that Martha Campio was going to be on the show.
Now you went and spoiled Tom's surprise.
And guess who's coming on our second half hour?
Tom, you got him to come back?
Who?
Louis Riel.
Yes. Louis Riel is going to be with us for our second half hour.
Great. But first, it's time for the educational portion of our show. Popular questions to ask an Indian with your host, Gracie Heavyhand. So, Gracie, what's the question for today?
Well, as you know, Jasper, there are quite a few popular questions you can ask an Indian. But one of the most popular is... How much for a carton of cigarettes?
Boy, that is a popular question. Thanks, Gracie.
So how much?
You don't smoke.
I'm just curious.
Hey, Tom. Hear that music? It's time for Friendly Bear's Blackout Bingo. Gracie, you want to pull a ball out of the machine?
B8.
All right. If you have a V8 on your bingo cards, dab it now.
Jasper, this is the fourth time you've called B8.
It's a popular number. And now, from the bingo hall to the living room, with your Aboriginal decorating expert, Tom King. So, Tom, what's your traditional Aboriginal decorating tip for today?
Decorating for your relations.
Wow, Tom, this is a really important decorating tip. Decorating for your relations is no easy matter.
That's for sure. You want them to feel at home when they come to visit. And to do this, you have to overcome a number of basic construction problems.
Tell us what they are, Tom.
Well, white culture seems to like houses divided up into rooms. Some of these rooms are large, like living rooms and recreation rooms. And some of these rooms are small, like bedrooms and kitchens.
These are serious problems, Tom. How do you deal with them?
Well, you can't. At least not completely. All you can really do is soften up the sense of alienation that all these separate boxy rooms create. And to make matters worse, most of these houses are filled with non-functional sofas and couches. You know, the kind that are covered in plastic, the kind that you sit on only after you've had a bath and get dressed up.
So where does everybody sleep?
That's the problem. In these modern houses, you wind up with a lot of space, but not enough comfortable places for your relations to sleep.
What an embarrassment.
It certainly is. And to make matters worse, everyone has to sleep in a different room. Can you imagine? You have to give up your bed to your parents. Your nieces and nephews sleep in those tiny little bedrooms with your kids. And because there's not enough room in those single beds, all the kids have to sleep on the floor.
Boy, it makes you sweat just thinking about it.
As the final insult, you and your partner wind up sleeping in the basement with the television and the dog.
Tom, I know our listeners are wondering if this is a problem that money can solve.
In part, it is. While you can't do much about the isolated nature of white architecture, you can make sure you have proper sleeping facilities by insisting that every sofa you buy for your house is a hide-a-bed.
Now, when you say hide-a-bed, Tom, you're talking about sofas that fold out into beds and not the true hide-a-bed that the hiders themselves use.
Absolutely. We'll talk about the true hide-a-bed and its functions in the traditional Aboriginal home on a later show.
Well, this is a great tip, Tom. Every sofa and couch a hide-a-bed.
So the next time your relations show up for a couple of months, you'll have enough comfortable beds for everyone.
And you'll be able to show them that you know how to decorate the traditional Aboriginal way. That was great, Tom. You really do your research. Hey, look. It's Martha Campio. Back here, Martha.
Hi, Jasper. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
That's it.
All right, Mananto. Welcome to our show. What else, what do you do when you're not being president of the White Braid Society and the Edmonton Friendship Center?
I'm the treasurer of the National Association of Friendship Centers in Canada.
Holy.
So they got Indians all over, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Martha, you know, you got some really beautiful clothes on. Like, did you make them yourself?
The creation was in my mind, but no, I didn't make them.
So you designed them, right?
Yeah. But I can make clothes for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and for Tom and for Grace.
And for me, too.
Yeah.
What kind of clothes?
I can make white man clothes or I can make Indian clothes. I make jackets out of deerskin and dresses. I make commercially tanned deerskin jackets and smoke tanned jackets, beaded or plain, whatever way you want it.
I could use a jacket.
Yeah. You want to order one?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll need to measure you.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You look like you need your... Let me measure you. Here,
okay.
Turn around.
Sure. All right, turn around.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's how you measure?
Around the chest here, that's a size 46. And down here, I think it's sort of size 49.
And you can just tell by putting your arms around them?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, my grandmother used to do that kind of hide stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was very interesting.
It's very traditional, isn't it?
Yeah, very traditional.
But more traditional is the buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of buffalo and traditions, you know, we got this letter from Jane Fonda. She had this vision about a crystal buffalo.
Jane Fonda?
Yeah. What do you think that means?
That was a giant buffalo with crystal horns.
No, it's just coming to me. And she thought, well, the real people that really know all of these answers to these things, there's the buffalo, there's the crystal, and it's a vision, and it's all connected. So I need to write to my friends in Canada because they have all of the answers. And actually what that's doing is opening the door for us to invite her to come up. So that's actually what the vision is. She wants to come up here.
Oh,
well, I think we better sign off.
Yeah, it was great having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Martha.
Thank you, Martha.
Yeah. I really learned a lot from you this time.
That was great. Martha Campia was so interesting. And you know, what she said made a lot of sense.
What exactly did she say that made sense?
About the letter and the giant buffalo.
With crystal horns.
That person is crying out for communication and for identity.
Jasper.
So, is it time to...
That's right, Gracie. It's time to spin the wheels.
The Indian name wheels?
Jane's not interested in giant buffaloes with crystal horns. What she really wants is an Indian name.
And we're going to let her have it.
That's what we're here for.
Look, why don't we just write her and ask her if she wants an Indian name?
White people have a tough time asking for things like that.
That's right, Tom. They're more used to taking than asking.
Why not? All Fonda can do is sue us.
That's the spirit, Tom. Why don't you start us off by spinning the first wheel? They really look great spinning together like that. Okay, here we go. Let's see.
The first name is Barbara.
The second name is Floppy.
And the third name is Tomahawk?
Barbara Floppy Tomahawk. Okay. Hey, that's a really good name. Barbara Floppy Tomahawk. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I think we're okay as long as Fonda doesn't find out.
Why don't you write her, Tom, and give her the good news?
Aren't we about out of time?
How about a quick recipe?
Let's just finish the show, have some coffee.
Which reminds me, did either of you pay for
Yes.
that?
Sorry, but we're going to have to wait for that recipe, Gracie. We've run out of time.
And none too soon.
Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, you can write us with your questions and answers at Box 555, Edmonton, Alberta, T5J2P4. In the meantime, this is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavyhand.
And Tom King saying, bye for now.
And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs.
Jasper, every time you end the show, you say, stay calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. You want to tell me what that's supposed to mean?
Boy, it would be hard to translate that into English.
It is in English.
No, that is the translation.
Oh.
What do you think we should tell Jane Fonda about her giant buffalo?
Tell her she should get some professional help.
Barbara Floppy Tomahawk. She's a wonder if Ted Turner can pick up this show in Atlanta.
No worry there. My mother can't even get it on the reserve.
Maybe next time we'll get you an Indian name, Tom.
Jasper. Yes, Jasper. Yes.